Welcome to Eagles Game Plan. We're 5 weeks into the season right now. The Eagles at 2-3 are trying to get to 500 with the victory against the winless Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Yeah, those Buccaneers may be 0-4, but they've got one of the best young defenses in the National Football League. On today's show, we're going to look at ways the Eagles offense can attack that defense.
One position group stepped up in a big way in the win versus the New York Giants last Sunday, and a repeat performance this week in Tampa could be the key to a victory.
Chip Kelly has been consistent from day one, saying you need two quarterbacks to win in this league. Chip Kelly's going to join me right here to watch the tape and watch both quarterbacks when Eagle Game Plan starts right now. Welcome to Eagles Game Plan, and as they do every week, joining me is Mike Quick and Ike Reeks. I'm Brian Baldinger, and guys, let's get right to it. The Giants game impressions, Mike, what jumped out at you?
Well, I listened to Ike Reeks last week. You got to listen. Yeah. Ike said the Eagles have to get the invitation to the turnover party.
Yep.
They did that. They got an invitation to the turnover party. They got a lot of pressure on Eli Manning. To me, that was the difference in the football game because they created turnovers.
Three in the fourth quarter, that certainly helped turn the tide. Ike, what'd you see?
I'm going to stay on that side of the ball, fellas. The defense, you know, the silent one, Bradley Fletcher, had a huge game last week. Early in the game, got beat on a deep pass, but he stuck with it. 8 tackles, 5 passes defense. Bradley Fletcher finally arrived in Midnight Green. It was great to see last week.
Ike, you told us last week right here in the set of Eagles Game Plan that the matchup to watch for this Giants game was going to be Brandon Boykin and Victor Cruz, and you couldn't have been more prophetic.
Well, I tell you, Baldy, Mike, it was a great matchup. Brandon Boykin did a fantastic job being matched up one-on-one with Victor Cruz, not allowing a single catch to Cruz during the time he was matched up with him one-on-one. And then he comes up with a fantastic acrobatic interception he made late in the game that was a game-changing play. It's 3rd and 10. And the Giants come out in a 3 wide receiver set with Victor Cruz in the slot to the left. The Eagles will be in 2-man coverage with 2 safeties over the top, leaving Boykin matched up one-on-one with Cruz. Boykin is able to play trail technique, knowing he has safety help over the top and is glued to Cruz's hip. Notice the pressure the defensive line gets on Eli Manning, forcing him to step up in the pocket and rush his throw. Manning lets the football go, and Boykin makes an unbelievable effort to steal the ball away from Cruz with one hand to come down with the interception. This is a great example of pressure up front working in sync with coverage on the back end to come up with a critical stop on 3rd down.
Riley Cooper split to the far side to Sean Jackson, looking for his first reception in the slot. Vic in the shotgun is back. He's looking. He is floating it, and it is caught by Zach Ertz. Inside the 10, down at the 8.
Hey, joining us right now on Eagles Game Plan, as it does every week, the head coach of the Philadelphia Eagles. And, Chip, let's take a look at some of these plays. I thought there was a lot of good effort, good design, good execution on Sunday. But take us through this one here, this catch by Zach Ertz. You've got 12 personnel out here, 2 tight ends. Tell us what you see here.
Well, they started playing 12 and a lot of man coverage. Everybody's kind of matched up. And then they were going to bracket with these two guys, our tight end and our running back. So okay, we thought just because of leverage pre-snap, we have an advantage. So our running back's going to run to the flats, and then Zach is going to run a corner route for us, knowing that we've got leverage on the linebacker, yep, and then Mike's got to put it in a good spot. And see, they did a lot of different things. Sometimes they played him high, and then sometimes they tried to cut the route. You just had to read it at the top of his drop and put the ball where it needs to be put.
So they're covering slot formations in this way with man coverage. So this guy right here, when you talk about leverage, Chip, also, that safety is going to have a hard time getting over there to cover that corner route.
Yeah, part of it is because Deshaun and Riley are over here, so the free safety is leaning to the 2 receiver side. So we knew that we had these two guys were probably more single-covered than double-covered. Zach does a great job early in his stem of attacking the linebacker. Usually when the receiver just kind of drifts like a banana, he can undercut it and squeeze him. If you watch Zach early in his stem, he kind of attacks the linebacker to kind of leave him back inside and then create separation, and Mike puts it in a great spot.
So he's still learning these routes, but that's a good vertical stem right there to kind of
push
it. Real good
vertical stem. You watch him kind of attack him right there,
yep,
and now he sets him up. Now it gives him an opportunity.
You get the separation there.
And that's what it is, and that's NFL open. In high school and college, that guy's covered. And in the NFL, that's about as big a window as you're going to get.
In this sequence, you get the interception by Kendricks, and then the very next play, you dial this one up. If you're going to call this play, you get one shot at it, and you guys execute this perfectly.
we knew when we got back over the 50, we were probably going to come back to this, and we had talked about it on the sideline, and then all of a sudden, Mike gave us an opportunity to put ourselves in a situation where we could take a shot at the end zone. It's right about at the right distance to get this play called. It's not a minus 50 call. It's not an inside. It's almost too close when you're inside the 20. So it was in a great spot. And I think,
you need some real estate to go work in.
And I think the unique thing about this play is the Giants were not fooled. You know, they did a great job there. Again, they're in man coverage. He has him and he has him. You know, you're trying to get your tight end down the field that way and hoping he gets lost in the traffic on the play action fake. But I thought Mundy did a great job in terms of staying with coverage. But Nick made an unbelievable throw and Brent made an unbelievable catch.
I mean, it's off a bootleg fake. So you're really selling the run right here. Mm-hmm. And you're getting all this movement right here. And then you're going to drag Celek across the formation, run on a wheel route. I just saw a couple things about this play. One was I thought they sold it really well up front. And then Nick right here, he's got one chance to make this throw. I mean, you don't get a chance to do this over. You got to drop it in. And I just thought Celek did a good job of buying himself a little real estate, using his arm, kind of holding that defender off.
Yeah, and that's a pre-practice thing we do every single day in our zero period. We call it deep ball. He needs to position himself where he stays inside the football, and he's always going to catch the ball over his outside shoulder. And when you see what you work on in drills every single day show up on film, that's exactly how it is. It's no different than if you were watching a game of basketball. The center is getting fronted by the
low post basketball.
Low post basketball. He's got to hold him off. And then the either the point guard or the quarterback has got to deliver the ball over his outside shoulder, and that's exactly what occurs on
NFL Open, right, Chip?
NFL Open right there.
There it is. So he drops in perfectly, and that really was a huge play right there because you take a kind of a commanding lead at that point. Mm-hmm. But to get to that point, you needed to make a play defensively. When we look at this play right here, Chip, it's first and 20, and I thought Billy really did a good job of dialing up this particular pressure.
He did. When you play a quarterback, whether it's Peyton or Eli or someone that just has the experience they have, you can't play one coverage all the time. It has to be a constant changing, and that kind of chess match that goes on within the game is that, you know, we're in zone on one play, we're in man on the other time, now we have some pressure, and you're kind of keeping them off balance. And I thought that's what Billy really did, especially in the second half against Eli, to kind of not give him the same look all the time and make him think a little bit. And then the other thing we talk about is always attacking his hand. So you're trying to attack the throwing arm, you know, and not let the quarterback follow through. And I think our defensive line is really starting to grasp that concept.
Well, I thought they disguised it pretty well. I mean, you know, right here, Eli's looking at this. It looks a lot like two-man right here. Mm-hmm. Brandon didn't give this away, and D'Amico didn't give his ability to buzz out away pre-snap. And I thought they hit it from distance right from the snap right here.
Exactly. And we're getting a lot of production out of Brandon. He's doing a really good job. The unique thing about him is he's done a great job in his ability to cover in the slot, but he's really become a pretty good blitzer for us just because he's so athletic and he's just so sudden that he's going to get on the quarterback really quick. And he forces Eli to step up. And I think the push in the pocket, again, to attack his arm doesn't give him an opportunity to follow through. The other thing that I think goes unnoticed is the great job that Trent does. Mm-hmm. And Trent shortens the corner by really bending it hard on Beatty so that it makes it a shorter path for him. Sometimes when you have a D lineman that has to get up the field and he gets kind of washed by the tackle, Brandon's going to get washed and we don't have an opportunity to create pressure. But Trent really set the edge for us, and then you got another real athletic guy in Brandon that can carve it.
And really, I thought even Cedric Thornton pushing against those four right there, Eli really, he felt it. He just couldn't step up high enough right there to avoid that arm getting hit.
And there's Ced going for the arm, trying to get his arm up and make sure that obviously Brandon's going for the back arm and Ced's got his hand up for the front arm, and now the ball comes out, obviously, in a position where Michael can pick it and put it in the red zone.
I mean, it's a game-changing play right there. It's 22-21 game. It's fourth quarter. I mean, it's NFC East. It's anybody's game. But this play in special teams, your ability to be able to down this ball and catch this right out of the flight, to be able to beat the single coverage on the outside and then track the ball like this. This guy, he's played so many different positions, and he basically plays receiver on that play.
He does. And, again, for us, to see what we practice on a daily basis show up in film. Obviously, Donnie's doing a great job on plus 50 punt, which has been great for us. But this is a drill we work on every day in punt. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's got to beat the single coverage. But when you get inside the 10, we now have to be able to track the ball. We do a lot of work with soccer balls, trying to tap them back in. But also, the biggest thing is for if you get inside the 10 and you have an opportunity to field the ball cleanly, then we're going to
don't let it hit.
Don't let it hit. Because you don't know with this ball, it's not a soccer ball. It's shaped in an odd fashion and can bounce in a different way. And just a great heads-up play by Brandon. But again, it's something that Coach Fitt practices every day with those guys.
Coming up on the show, we're going to show you which group on defense stood out in the win against the Giants. But coming up next, we'll take a look at what the Eagles will need to do to stop an aggressive Bucs defense. We've got that and a whole lot more when Eagles Game Plan returns. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospital. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority, for all things sporting good. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy. Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. And Mike, Blitz Pickup is important every week. Yeah. But against Tampa, it's paramount because they love to do what the Giants showed last week, bring both these linebackers up into A gaps. The center will take one, but the back has to take the other one.
Baldy, we all love offense. I love offense. But you have to protect. And especially if you're going to throw the football, I like to see Shady run. I like to see him catch. But this, I think, is where he really can earn his money. When you can pick up those linebackers, keep them off of your quarterback, that's how you win football
games. I tell you, the way Shady attacks this, Mike, I mean, he takes Keith Rivers dead on, hits him right down the middle right here, and stones him right there. And when you can do that and give Mike that time right there, that's all the difference in the world for any of the quarterbacks that are going to be playing this week.
Stones him, resets his feet, and makes sure that he doesn't get around him.
I've watched every Buck game this season, and I've been particularly impressed with their defense. It's a fast, active, disruptive unit that's getting more aggressive and multiple with each game in terms of their blitz concepts. Think back to the last segment. What did we just see? LeSean McCoy stepping up to take on Keith Rivers in a double A-gap blitz concept. An outstanding block by McCoy. Well, you know what? He's going to have to do that again this week against the Bucs because the Bucs employ the same kind of double A-gap pressure. And I want to show you an example of that against, of all people, Tom Brady and the New England Patriots. Here you're going to see Mark Barron, the safety. And by the way, they play dime, six defensive backs, so Barron will be up at the line of scrimmage. You see Barron and Levante David, one of the best young linebackers in the league. They are in the two A gaps. On this play, they will both blitz. Now, the back for the Patriots is Brandon Bolden. Now, you'll notice here, he tries to pick up Barron. He does not do a very good job. Nothing like we saw McCoy do in the previous segment. Barron runs right through him and is able to quickly get to Tom Brady. And eventually, David gets back into the mix, and David and Barron share a sack. So when you face the Bucs on Sunday, look for pressure, not only double A gap, but all kinds of other pressure as well. And they will do it out of their dime sub package, which has a lot of speed and aggression on the field.
All right, the Eagles this week have got to get ready and prepared for a defense that's going to give you a lot of looks, a lot of pre-snap looks. And what you think you're seeing before the snap isn't what you're going to get after the snap. And here's an example, because they fooled Drew Brees in this particular play. Here's Tampa. It looks like they're going to be in two-man right here, a situation where those safeties are back and you're going to get man here. That's what it looks like to Drew Brees pre-snap. Now, he's going to go play-action pass, but watch what this actually is. This is actually a Tampa 2 defense with Mason Foss, the middle linebacker, running down the middle of the field, which then turns into a three-deep coverage. And he thinks Dakota Watson on the outside right here is going to be in man coverage, but really, watch him get this depth, because Drew Brees thinks he can get the ball in right here against this particular coverage. But Dakota Watson drops right in the passing lane. Brees thinks he can fit it in there, and Drew Brees throws one of the few interceptions he's thrown this year. And so the Eagles have got to be prepared for what they see pre-snap and what actually happens afterwards. Tampa Bay is pretty good at tricking you. This portion of the Eagles game plan was brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospital. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Stay tuned. Coming up next, we'll take a closer look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers offense and one of the keys to stopping it right here on Eagles Game Plan. Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. And Ike, let's take a look here at the Tampa Bay running game. From a linebacker standpoint, Ike, what's important here to slow this running game down?
First of all, I'm excited to get back to some old-fashioned football right here. But the first thing these backers are going to have to do is read that triangle, fullback through the two guards to the center. When you have teams that like to pull guards, run counters, run powers, it's very key that you don't get confused by the misdirection that the offensive line can give you.
All right, so power, let's just explain power to the people. This is going to be the off guard right here. He's going to pull. The fullback's going to kick out. They're going to block down. Angle block down. They get the angles. And they're getting a lot of big bodies into that hole right now.
Yeah, and when you're D'Amico Ryans in here in the middle, you got to see that guard pull because you know you got blockers coming down. You got to be able to either get over the top or hit the blockers, shed, and get off. Mm-hmm. There'll be no dancing around blocks this week. When teams are running power plays at you, there's nothing else you can do but buckle up, hit, and shed, and get off blocks.
And really, the thing about this play, Ike, is Doug Martin can hit this play anywhere. He could keep it onside. He could come up the middle. He can even cut it backside. I mean, it's wherever the hole is, whatever he sees. And so, really, it's imperative that they all get into their gaps in this play.
It's definitely imperative. When you talk about the two inside linebackers mm-hmm. and Kendricks and Ryan, and typically the 3-4, a safety is going to be a part of the run game.
Safety's got to be a big part.
You have to know where your run fits are. Do your job. Don't overrun gaps. Stay in your gap.
Ike, the Eagles are going to be challenged by this Tampa Bay running game. And in addition, they've got to get pressure on this rookie quarterback.
Yeah, Mike Glennon back there, rookie quarterback, big arm, big size, but you know, Baldy, rookie quarterbacks can always be affected mm-hmm. by pressure, and Mike Glennon is no different. Eagles did a great job last week mm-hmm. getting pressure on Eli Manning and forcing mistakes, forcing turnovers. They'll have to do the same thing this week versus Mike Glennon. It's third and long, and the Eagles come out in one of their nickel sub packages with Brandon Graham, Benny Curry, Fletcher Cox, and Trent Cole as their four down linemen. I want you to notice both inside linebackers, D'Amico Ryans and Michael Kendricks, sugaring the A-gaps, making it look as if they will bring pressure up the middle. That will not be the case, though, as Kendricks will actually drop into man coverage to help out with Victor Cruz in the slot, and Ryans is manned up on running back Brandon Jacobs. Look at the job by Curry and Graham on this play, defeating their blocks and forcing Manning out of the pocket. Manning, who was under pressure all day long, throws the ball away and is called for an intentional grounding. If the Eagles can get this kind of pressure on Glennon, it will go a long way towards a victory on Sunday afternoon.
This portion of the Eagles game plan was brought to you by Sports Authority, official sporting goods retailer of the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles and the American Red Cross are teaming up for the 6th annual Eagles Blood Drive. For more information on how you can participate, visit PhiladelphiaEagles.com or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Welcome back to Eagles Game Plan. And guys, this is our segment we call Three and Out, our final three thoughts here as we get ready for the Bucs. Ike, start with you here. What do you see here as the difference maker in this game?
I got to go with the defense ball there, Mike. I mean, Billy Davis, defensive coordinator, I thought he had an excellent game plan for RG3 and the Redskins in the opening week. A quarterback where he knew he was going to be at, he wanted to put pressure on. I think that's going to be the same game plan for a rookie quarterback making his second start. He's yet to gain the experience mm-hmm. the quarterbacks need to read defenses. I expect Billy Davis to dial up a bunch of confusing defensive looks to get Mike Glennon off his game Sunday.
Mike Glennon here. We hope that he can turn the ball over a few times. Mike, what do you see?
Well, I think it's imperative that the offensive line picks it up a little bit. They're going against one of the best defenses in the National Football League. They were number one mm-hmm. against the run last year. This is a solid defense. Offensive line has to play their best game to make sure that the quarterback is clean in the pocket.
I think right now, defensively, they're going to see the best running back that they've seen this year in Doug Martin. He's having a good season right now. They lean on the run game, trying to protect that rookie quarterback. They've shut down the run for the most part all year. They need to get that job done here against Doug Martin. All right, guys, that'll wrap it up for today. Joining us next week right here on Eagles Game Plan as we preview the Dallas Cowboys. Eagles Game Plan is brought to you by Thomas Jefferson University Hospital. Call 1-800-JEFF-NOW for an appointment. Sports Authority for all things sporting goods. And by NovaCare Rehabilitation, the power of physical therapy.